So, as I said, I started watching the scene in 89, and I really didn't know much about this at the time. So I just saw like the cool stuff that I found, and I really didn't understand it until a while ago. So one of the first things that really hooked me and was I noticed the size was really small, was an intro called Drift from Wildlife. And this intro won the SMB95 64K intro competition, and was basically the thing that started to motivate me to coding 64K intros. At the heart of size coding intros or demos is probably the biggest thing is procedural generation. So you cannot store everything. If you store the JPEG file, for example, it will probably take up all your space. So it's not possible to do that. You have to generate everything with algorithms. And the very first, or one of the first to do this successfully on the PC was the Black Lotus, with their two intros, Jizz and Stash, and they really did some amazing things there. And this was one of the first intros that really impressed people with the content and what's really opened the possibilities to what's possible in such small sizes. up until about 2000, the most dominant releases in the demo scene were in software render, which means that they calculated everything on the CPU and there was no graphic acceleration like today for every game and stuff like that. And one try of this software rendering was to do everything in ray tracing, which is what the big 3D model guys do. Those softwares that take days to render a picture, or took days to render a picture, they still try to do this in real time. And one of the last big successes of the software rendering was a ray tracing draw called Helen 7, which Intel took up to showcase their CPUs. It was deadly.
Thank you.
Argo did this intro and I saw it, and I then saw the article about the texture generation which they use, which is basically the thing that drives the whole thing. And I downloaded their tool and started messing around with it, and based on the article managed to write an importer for that tool, so that was the base of my first texture generator. And I did this in 2002, and in 2001 I released my first intro based on that technology, and it didn't really show what was possible, but it was a step in the right direction, and well, I started doing this. Meanwhile, there was a group called Elite Group, who unfortunately died in an accident involving their airplane, and one of their members, the United States of America, reincarnated into a guy who's called Fiber 2, and he had an idea which was basically that he uses Photoshop for doing textures, and he uses very basic filters, and taught his coder that if we could do this same thing with small parameters, then they could do the same textures in very small sizes. And they started working on this, and once they were finished, they shook the whole size limit of the scene, because they released FR08 under the name of Farbrush, and well, it changed everything. We'll be right back. what they did was they wrote their completely own and self-written tool chain for everything. I mean, for texture generation, model generation, timelining, even the executable compressor they wrote is their own. And by doing this, they tapped into one very nice idea, which I found out later to be true on my own. It's that they separated the code completely from the data, and because of this, they achieved much, much higher compression ratios, so they could put more data in just because they had their own tool set. And this is what made this possible. And actually, most of the people didn't know how they did it. And well, this actually started a revolution, which I was aware of at the time, at home. Because in 2001, I was writing my own small DOS-based Pascal intros and really didn't do anything much. And then Tomcat asked us to go to Mecca Symposium 2002 with him, and that was our first international party in Digital Dynamite. And if you go to a big party, what can you do? You bring a release. So, with 1 week of OpenGL knowledge, I started porting our stuff to Windows and hardware accelerated stuff, and well, didn't really succeed. So at the party, I needed a machine to work on, and that's where one of the division guys came in and saved the day. And we did a really, really crappy intro there, but I think it's in my career one of the most important intros, because it drove to me to a very, very big turning point. My first problem was that until then, for textures, I used the ArtBest tool that I downloaded, that I mentioned earlier. And with that, I couldn't reproduce the same images. I just could create similar images I saw in the tool. So I first had to write that. Then I wrote some 3D display and started modeling stuff. It was really basic. But in 2 months' time, I could model basic objects, even space it. We tried to do something more and develop the tool further. And meanwhile, in the summer of 2002, AMD, a Russian guy, came up with some pretty amazing things and released them onto assembly, which basically inspired me to rewrite everything I did out of them. And yeah, we are going to check out Squish. We'll be right back. We're sitting in the second row at the competition, our jaws are on the floor. Tomka behind me says, when this next entry is shown, which is Project Genesis by us, but no one knew of course. Tomka behind me says, okay, they better not even show this one. So they started playing our intro and I'll tell the rest later. Garga stood up and started waving the Hungarian flag and everything turned around us. I mean, everybody wanted to talk to us and everyone wanted to know who did this intro. So we fought our way through the crowd that was going out the hall, and on my way out I overheard a conversation between a thin guy and a bigger one being Sir Garbage Truck, if you know him, and they were talking about it. The thin guy was saying to him that, oh my god, it took me 9 months to model that girl and I hate when I can't show people what I'm doing and they had to wait 9 months to see. So I turned to him and said, yeah, I know the feeling, I wrote the best intro. So he introduced himself, he was Gizmo Farbrosch, who did the Josie model, and in 2 minutes we ended up betting each other which of us would be the combo. So we bet in a Coke and instantly became very, very good friends. And at the prize giving, we couldn't help but hug each other when the results were announced. And I gave him the Coke on stage, and we're talking ever since. So, anyways, this was the first of our major victories, and out of the blue, we managed to defeat Farbrosch, which was, I think, the best thing that I have ever achieved. And later I rewrote the tool to be better and more responsive to the artist's needs. one of the biggest losers, I think, of 2003's Breakpoint was Fahrenheit, because their intro didn't show correctly on the screen and was displayed badly. And after the competition, they had to reshow it, but no one watched it. So it didn't get the place it deserved, actually. But Fahrenheit was coming really up, and Far Rush actually kind of moved on to bigger and better waters, if you wish. They for 2004, they did K-Krieger, which actually granted them about a million downloads in 4 days, so that was really good. A 96 kilobyte game, which had the visuals of Doom 3, which wasn't released until then. So, Far Rush out of the picture because they didn't release any 64 intros, but Fairlight moved in, and they actually were a lot better equipped for this kind of stuffness, because Smash, the leading 64K intro coder of Fairlight, is actually a game developer and is really up to date with current hardware. So he brought all that knowledge into the scene, and they utilized it very well. And after a few years of fighting and missing each other in competitions, they actually managed to beat us with Meet the Family in Breakpoint 2006, I think. And anyways, their technology was far, far greater than ours, because we got stuck at some low-level stuff. They moved on to pixel shaders and new stuff that the games really use nowadays. Yeah, so we needed the rewrite again. Yeah, and Fahrenheit's pre-code bars are really, 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 really long. But that's due mostly to the ambient occlusion they do, so the lighting actually is really great. So, kudos to them. We'll be right back. Kiss Erevich actually granted us several awards and even managed to get us the Seagraph, the world's greatest CG event. So here's KF3. A few words about this. Actually, doing the music took about 2 months. Doing the graphics took 3 days. That says a lot. I mean, we could compete with pre-rendered animations at Seagraph that took weeks to render, let alone compose and animate. So this I think this was one of the most successful intros that could get out of the scene until now. I'd like to talk about the stuff we are going to do now a bit. Just some numbers. That Edict 1, our first two, took about 3 months to make. Edict 2, our second two, took about 9 months to make. And Edict 3 is 3 years in the making and still not ready. So, see you at Breakpoint 2008. And I would also like to say that I'm really sorry that Gizmo couldn't make it tonight, because originally we wanted to do a co-production, so sort of speech, to tell each side of the story. But he couldn't make it because of work issues, so maybe next time. Thank you for being here, and see you again.